Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to learn, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. So we spoke about the mixing together of different kmitzas and shirayims and things like that. What about when it comes to a zevach? Nitmu shiareh, nisrafu shiareh, avdu shiareh, if the shirayim of the Karban Mincha became tameh or became burnt or became lost, ksheira. So according to Reb Elazar, it's still going to be kasher. Kamidas Rabbi Elazar Ksheira, based on the rule that Rabbi Elazar says, by a zevach, that the blood of a zevach couldn't be nizrak on the mizbeach, even if there was no meat to be matirit, so the same is going to be true by a mincha. If the rest of the shirayim is tameh, the kmitza you can still burn the mizbeach. Or kmitas Rabbi Yeshua psula, but according to Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, based on what Rabbi Yeshua says by a zevach, then which is that the dam of a zevach cannot be nizrak on the mizbeach if the meat can't be eaten. So over here also, the komets cannot be burnt on the mizbeach if the shirayim cannot be eaten. Shalo b'klishares psula, if the komets was not put into a klishares, after you took the kmitza with your three fingers, it's going to be pasul. Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be kosher even if it was not put into a klishares. Hikdir kumtza pa'mayim ksheira, if you burnt the komets on the mizbeach twice, meaning you did it in two actions, you cut it in half, and you burnt one half, and then you burnt the other half, it's still going to be kosher. But if you divide it up into more than two parts, then it's going to be pasul. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. HaKometz miyuto ma'akev es rubo. The minor part of a komet is ma'akev, the larger part of a komet. Even if a small amount of the komet is missing, it can't be burnt on the mizbeach. Ha'isaron miyuto ma'akev es rubo. The isaron of flour that you need for a karban mincha is ma'akev, the larger part of flour. So even if you're missing just a drop of that isaron, then you're stuck. Hayayin mi utomakev esrubo. The smaller amount of wine is ma'akev by minchas nesachim, is ma'akev the majority of the wine. Hashemen mi utomakev esrubo. The same is true with shemen. Hasolas v'hashem ma'akvin zeh. The solas and the oil of a karban mincha are ma'akev each other. If you're missing one, then they're both going to be pasul. Hakometz alavona ma'akvin zeh. And the komets and the lavona are ma'akev one another as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we had said that if the shirayim of a karban mincha became tameh, or burnt, or lost, so based on Rabbi Eliezer's shita by a zevach, the komets could still be burnt. And based on Rabbi Yeshua's shita by a zevach, the komets cannot be burnt. And then we said that if the kmitza was not put into a klishares, so Tanakama says that it's possible, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's kosher, and if you're makter your komets in pieces, in two pieces, so that's going to be kosher. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that there are a number of things where the smaller portion, the miyut, is going to be ma'akev the rov and ruin the whole thing. It's true of a komets, it's true of the isarun, it's true of the yayin of the nesachim, it's true of the shemen, and then we said that the solas and the shemen are ma'akev each other, and the komets and the lavona are likewise ma'akev each other. Next time we'll pick up with Parakimel, Mishnah Vav.